worship me, love me, befriend me. I kept hearing that. So I'm hearing this trash and garbage, and every time I heard it, I would say, Holy Spirit, I love you. You're my best friend. You are so real to me and so precious to me. You are my best friend in the whole world. You are number one. You lead me in all truth. You show me things to come. You reveal Jesus unto me. Holy Spirit, you're my best friend. And that voice would get angry and just da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And people, I know what people do. They say, brother, that's a demon. That ain't right. You need to go get delivered. When you do that, now watch. You're throwing away your salvation. You're throwing away your righteousness. You're throwing away God's love. And you're saying, something's wrong with me. Would you pray for me? I've really got a problem. Deliver me. So you're in all these deliverance lines, all these healing lines. And the only thing that's happening is you're failing to receive the truth about you. Submit to God. Resist that trash. And let God set you free. It's the truth. It's real simple. A lot of the deliverance things that are going on are just a lack of understanding. And people are following the stranger's voice. And there's ministries by the oodles, deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. And all we need to do is preach the right identity we have in Christ and chop this lie out of our lives. Because watch this. A whole month went by. A month? Well, if the gospel was so powerful and God and the blood of Jesus, why would that thing keep... I tell you, it was coming, and God, just watch what God did. Because I know God's so cool. Watch this. Because I was handling it scripturally, and it wasn't hurting me, it was actually blessing me. You're not thinking this way sometimes, see? It was doing more good for me because it was drawing me so close to the Holy Spirit. God just pulled back and thought, you dumb devil, go ahead, keep messing with him because he's handling this right. Watch. Watch. 2 months went by. 3 months went by. I mean, this is an everyday thing. Watch. 4 months went by. Uh-oh, when do we pull the plug? God, I'm so tired of hearing this stupid voice, and I'm so... How? Forget the voice. The voice was springboarding me into God. Every time I heard this horrible stuff, the Holy Spirit, I bore witness to that. I love him, and he's my best friend, and thank you, you're here. He would come and love me, and you're saying, right in the midst of that, you heard that voice? You better believe it. The devil is so aggressive, but he's God's way out there above him. You know, he's way... You better just stop getting your eyes on the devil. Get your eyes on Jesus. It didn't say resist the devil and he will flee. It didn't say have a mouth battle with the devil. It didn't say fight the devil. It said submit to God. Got it? Watch this. 5 months went by. 6 months now. This is incredible. I'm 9 months old in the Lord. I'm worshiping Jesus, praising the Lord. The anointing's in my life. I'm in the auto ministry with my sweetheart. God's doing miracles and things are happening in her life. And you're talking to a man that's hearing curse words and profanity to Jesus and the Holy Spirit every day of his life. The Holy Spirit led me what to do. Satan wanted me to unplug, find the scripture where you don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit or you're unforgiven and all that stuff. And he wanted me to throw away everything and hide in some corner weeping and whimpering and feel lost and depraved. He wanted me to wrap this voice and this lie around my identity and go seek help. You see what I'm saying? 6 months pass, and I don't hear the voice anymore. It's just not there, but guess what's there? This established relationship and fellowship with the Holy Ghost, and that continued. I love you, thank you, you're my best friend. And we're walking in work together and singing and just having a blast every day. And all of a sudden, I just realized the voice is gone. I didn't say nothing about it. I just realized it was gone. Why? Submit to God. Resist the devil. And God showed me, I didn't even ask him why 6 months. God showed me that he pulled back and just let the devil do what he was doing. Because watch this. This is a paradox. You need to understand this. God's deep in wisdom. If it wasn't for that voice, I wouldn't have been where I was spiritually 6 months later. And you think you got a problem. No, we have a God that is faithful. You don't have a problem. Do you see what I mean about not having problems? See, some Christians make that a problem. Yeah, but pastor, it's every day and I just hate it. It's so far. So worship Jesus. So tell him how wonderful he is. Yeah, but that voice is saying, and how dare it say. So just outpraise it. Just worship Jesus. See, we get distracted, get in doubt and unbelief and in the mere wisdom of man and miss the incredible wisdom of God. Do you realize for 6 months I didn't have a problem? God knew I didn't. He didn't intervene. He just sat back and let his word work. He watched me grow close to him. He was probably thinking, go ahead, devil, just speak up again. Stir him up, pull his cord. Go ahead, rattle his chain. Because I'm really getting to know this boy. Do you see what's happening? So after 6 months, I had such an intimacy and closeness with the Holy Spirit. We had a home group open up, words of knowledge, miracles, gifts of the Spirit flowing, 6 months old in the Lord. Because I knew the Holy Ghost personally, because the devil got in the way. So he thought and sprung board me right to God.